From Palm Siam, the real world boards, question #37. These are the real world boards. As in the real world, there may be no single right answer, and you are only competing against yourself. Upgrade to the lifelong learner level for full access to all the questions and unlimited CME credits with an included Learner Plus account. A 64-year-old woman represents to thee with persistent GE symptoms. She was seen 4 days prior with nausea, non-bloody diarrhea, and abdominal pain. A CT of her abdomen showed mild small bowel wall thickening. Vitals were normal. After receiving Roman IV fluids, she felt somewhat better and was discharged home from the ED. She returns with worsening abdominal pain that is now severe, and diarrhea that is now bloody. She is febrile with a pulse 110 lumen and nuance at atrial fibrillation, blood pressure 85/55, and respirations of 22 lumen. She reports regularly taking aspirin-containing analgesics for the pain. Salicylate level is 35 mg/dL. Upper limit of therapeutic level equals 30 mg/dL. On exam, her abdomen is soft with diffuse mild tenderness. Labs show nephrology are consulted. She receives 30 cc/kg of crystalloid resuscitation fluids.